And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. And he called his name Noah, saying, This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. Let there more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words. Go ye, get you straw where ye can find it, yet not aught of your work shall be diminished. Go therefore now and work, for there shall no straw be given you, yet shall ye deliver the tale of bricks. And in the first day there shall be an holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be an holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord, and believed the Lord, and his servant Moses. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. 6 days shalt thou labor, and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid, and the stranger may be refreshed. And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet as it were a paved work of a sapphire stone, and as it were the body of heaven in his clearness. And thou shalt make 2 cherubims of gold of beaten work shalt thou make them, in the 2 ends of the mercy seat. And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold. Of beaten work shall the candlestick be made, his shaft and his branches, his bowls, his knops, and his flowers shall be of the same. Their knops and their branches shall be of the same. All it shall be one beaten work of pure gold. Moreover, thou shalt make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and blue, and purple, and scarlet. With cherubims of cunning work shalt thou make them. And thou shalt make a veil of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen of cunning work. With cherubims shall it be made. And they shall make the ephod of gold, of blue, and of purple, of scarlet, and fine twined linen, with cunning work. And the curious girdle of the ephod which is upon it shall be of the same, according to the work thereof, even of gold, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. With the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet, shalt thou engrave the 2 stones with the names of the children of Israel. Thou shalt make them to be set in ouches of gold, and 2 chains of pure gold at the ends. Of wreathen work shalt thou make them, and fasten the wreathen chains to the ouches. And thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment with cunning work. After the work of the ephod thou shalt make it. Of gold, of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and of fine twined linen shalt thou make it. And thou shalt make upon the breastplate chains at the ends of wreathen work of pure gold. And there shall be an hole in the top of it, in the midst thereof. It shall have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it, as it were the whole of an harbinger, that it be not rent. Devise cunning works to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in cutting of stones to set them, and in carving of timber to work in all manner of workmanship. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. And the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God graven upon the tables. And he said, Behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you an holy day, a Sabbath to the rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. And they came, every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. Every one that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord's offering. And every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses, and to devise curious works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in the cutting of stones to set them, and in carving of wood to make any manner of cunning work. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart, to work all manner of work, of the engraver, and of the cunning workman, and of the embroiderer, in blue, and in purple, in scarlet, and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning work. Then wrought Bezaleel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man, in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding, to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that the Lord had commanded. And Moses called Bezaleel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man, in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even every one whose heart stirred him up to come unto the work to do it. And they received of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary, to make it withal. And they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work which they made. And they spake unto Moses, saying, The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, Let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. And every wise-hearted man among them that wrought the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, with cherubims of cunning work made he them. And he made a veil of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, with cherubims made he it of cunning work. And he made the candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work made he the candlestick. His shaft, and his branch, his bowls, his knops, and his flowers were of the same. Their knops and their branches were of the same. All of it was one beaten work of pure gold. And he made the holy anointing oil, and the pure incense of sweet spices, according to the work of the apothecary. All the gold that was occupied for the work in all the work of the holy place, even the gold of the offering, was 29 talents, and 730 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. And they did beat the gold into thin plates, and cut it into wires, to work it in the blue, and in the purple, and in the scarlet, and in the fine linen, with cunning work. And the curious girdle of his ephod that was upon it was of the same according to the work thereof, of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the breastplate of cunning work, like the work of the ephod, of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. And they made upon the breastplate chains at the ends of wreathen work of pure gold. And he made the robe of the ephod of woven work, all of blue. And they made coats of fine linen of woven work for Aaron and for his sons. Thus was all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation finished. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did they. According to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel made all the work. And Moses did look upon all the work, and behold, they had done it as the Lord had commanded, even so had they done it. And Moses blessed them. And he reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. And upon whatsoever any of them, when they are dead, doth fall, it shall be unclean, whether it be any vessel of wood, or raiment, or skin, or sack, whatsoever vessel it be wherein any work is done, it must be put into water, and it shall be unclean until the even, so it shall be cleansed. and he shall look on the plague on the seventh day. If the plague be spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in a skin, or in any work that is made of skin, the plague is a fretting leprosy, it is unclean. And this shall be a statute for ever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, ye shall afflict your souls, and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country, or a stranger that sojourneth among you. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein, it is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. In the first day ye shall have an holy convocation, ye shall do no servile work therein. But he shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is an holy convocation. He shall do no servile work therein. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day, that it may be an holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute for ever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. Ye shall do no manner of work, it shall be a statute for ever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. On the first day shall be an holy convocation, ye shall do no servile work therein. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein. 30 years old and upward, even until 50 years old, all that enter into the host, to do the work in the tabernacle of the congregation. From 30 years old and upward until 50 years old shalt thou number them, all that enter in to perform the service, to do the work in the tabernacle of the congregation. From 30 years old and upward even unto 50 years old shalt thou number them, every one that entereth into the service, to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. From 30 years old and upward even unto 50 years old, every one that entereth into the service for the work in the tabernacle of the congregation. From 30 years old and upward even unto 50 years old, every one that entereth into the service for the work in the tabernacle of the congregation, from 30 years old and upward even unto 50 years old, every one that entereth into the service for the work in the tabernacle of the congregation. And this work of the candlestick was of beaten gold, unto the shaft thereof, unto the flowers thereof, was beaten work. According unto the pattern which the Lord had showed Moses, so he made the candlestick. In the first day shall be an holy convocation, ye shall do no manner of servile work therein. And on the seventh day ye shall have an holy convocation, ye shall do no servile work. Also in the day of the first fruits, when ye bring a new meat offering unto the Lord, after your weeks be out, ye shall have an holy convocation, ye shall do no servile work. And in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, ye shall have an holy convocation, ye shall do no servile work, it is a day of blowing the trumpets unto you. And ye shall have on the tenth day of this seventh month an holy convocation, and ye shall afflict your souls, ye shall not do any work therein. But and on the 15th day of the seventh month ye shall have an holy convocation, ye shall do no servile work, and ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the 8th day ye shall have a solemn assembly, ye shall do no servile work therein. And purify all your raiment, and all that is made of skins, and all work of goat's hair, and all things made of wood. And there ye shall serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. 6 days thou shalt labor, and do all thy work. But the 7th day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. The Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gates, shall come, and shall eat, and be satisfied, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hand which thou doest. All the firstling males that come of thy herd and of thy flock thou shalt sanctify unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt do no work with the firstling of thy bullock, nor shear the firstling of thy sheep. 6 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly to the Lord thy God. Thou shalt do no work therein. When thou cuttest down thine harvest in thy field, and hast forgot a sheep in the field, thou shalt not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hands. Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. For I know that after my death ye will utterly corrupt yourselves, and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will befall you in the latter days, because ye will do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. They did work wilily, and went and made as if they had been ambassadors, and took old sacks upon their asses, and wine bottles, old and rent and bound up. And behold, there came an old man from his work out of the field at even, which was also of Mount Ephraim, and he sojourned in Gibeah. But the men of the place were Benjamites. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. And he will take your men servants, and your maid servants, and your goodliest young men, and your asses, and put them to his work. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, Come, and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord, to save by many or by few. Beside the chief of Solomon's officers, which were over the work, 3,300, which ruled over the people that wrought in the work. And he carved thereon cherubims and palm trees and open flowers, and covered them with gold fitted upon the carved work. And his house where he dwelt had another court within the porch, which was of the like work. Solomon made also an house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had taken to wife, like unto this porch. He was a widow's son of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass. And he was filled with wisdom and understanding and cunning to work all works in brass. And he came to King Solomon and wrought all his work, and nets of checker work, and wreaths of chain work for the chapiters which were upon the top of the pillars, 7 for the one chapiter, and 7 for the other chapiter. And the chapiters that were upon the top of the pillars were of lily work in the porch, 4 cubits. And upon the top of the pillars was lily work. So was the work of the pillars finished. And the work of the bases was on this manner. They had borders, and the borders were between the ledges. And on the borders that were between the ledges were lions, oxen, and cherubims. And upon the ledges there was a base above. And beneath the lions and oxen were certain additions made of thin work. And the mouth of it within the chapiter and above was a cubit, but the mouth thereof was round after the work of the base, 1.5 cubits. And also upon the mouth of it were gravings with their borders 4 square, not round. And the work of the wheels was like the work of a chariot wheel. Their axle trees and their naves and their fellows and their spokes were all molten. And Hiram made the lavers, and the shovels, and the basins. So Hiram made an end of doing all the work that he made King Solomon for the house of the Lord. So was ended all the work that King Solomon made for the house of the Lord. And Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessels did he put among the treasures of the house of the Lord. These were the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bare rule over the people that wrought in the work. And also by the hand of the prophet Jehu the son of Hanani came the word of the Lord against Baasha and against his house, even for all the evil that he did in the sight of the Lord, in provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, and being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he killed him. And Ahab said to Elijah, Hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And they gave the money, being told, into the hands of them that did the work, that had the oversight of the house of the Lord. And they laid it out to the carpenters and builders that wrought upon the house of the Lord, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. And let them deliver it into the hand of the doers of the work that have the oversight of the house of the Lord. And let them give it to the doers of the work which is in the house of the Lord to repair the breaches of the house. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king and brought the king word again and said, Thy servants have gathered the money that was found in the house and have delivered it into the hand of them that do the work that have the oversight of the house of the Lord. The height of the one pillar was 18 cubits. And the chapiter upon it was brass, and the height of the chapiter 3 cubits, and the wreathen work and the pomegranates upon the chapiter round about, all of brass, and like unto these had the second pillar with wreathen work. These were the potters, and those that dwelt among plants and hedges. There they dwelt with the king for his work. But Aaron and his sons offered upon the altar of the burnt offering, and on the altar of incense, and were appointed for all the work of the place most holy, and to make an atonement for Israel, according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. And their brethren, heads of the house of their fathers, 1,760, very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. And Shallum, the son of Kori, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren of the house of his father, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the gates of the tabernacle. And their fathers, being over the host of the Lord, were keepers of the entry. And these are the singers, chief of the fathers of the Levites, who remaining in the chambers were free, for they were employed in that work day and night. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the ark continually, as every day's work required. Moreover, there are workmen with thee in abundance, hewers and workers of stone and timber, and all manner of cunning men for every manner of work, of which 24,000 were to set forward the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges. These were the sons of Levi after the house of their fathers, even the chief of the fathers, as they were counted by number of names by their polls, that did the work for the service of the house of the Lord from the age of 20 years and upward, because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord in the courts, and in the chambers, and in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God. And over them that did the work of the field for tillage of the ground was Ezrai, the son of Kelub. Also for the courses of the priests and the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the vessels of service in the house of the Lord. And David said to Solomon his son, Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. The gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly. Send me now, therefore, a man cunning to work in gold and in silver, and in brass and in iron and in purple and crimson and blue, and that can skill to grave with the cunning men that are with me in Judah and in Jerusalem, whom David my father did provide. Of a woman of the daughters of Dan, and his father was a man of Tyre, skillful to work in gold and in silver, in brass, in iron, in stone, and in timber, in purple, in blue, and in fine linen, and in crimson. Also to grave any manner of graving, and to find out every device which shall be put to him with thy cunning men, and with the cunning men of my lord David thy father. And he set 70,000 of them to be bearers of burdens, and 80,000 to be hewers in the mountain, and 3,600 overseers to set the people a work. And in the most holy house he made 2 cherubims of image work, and overlaid them with gold. And the thickness of it was an handbreadth, and the brim of it like the work of the brim of a cup, with flowers of lilies. And it received and held 3,000 baths. And Hiram made the pots and the shovels and the basins. And Hiram finished the work that he was to make for King Solomon for the house of God. Thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver and the gold and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of God. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no servants for his work, but they were men of war, and chief of his captains, and captains of his chariots and horsemen. Now all the work of Solomon was prepared unto the day of the foundation of the house of the Lord, and until it was finished. So the house of the Lord was perfected. Be strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. It came to pass, when Baasha heard it, that he left off building of Ramah, and let his work cease. And the king and Jehoiada gave it to such as did the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and hired masons and carpenters to repair the house of the Lord, and also such as wrought iron and brass to mend the house of the Lord. So the workmen wrought, and the work was perfected by them, and they set the house of God in his state and strengthened it. But the priests were too few, so that they could not flay all the burnt offerings, wherefore their brethren the Levites did help them till the work was ended, and until the other priests had sanctified themselves. For the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priests. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart, and prospered. And they spake against the God of Jerusalem, as against the gods of the people of the earth, which were the work of the hands of man. And the men did the work faithfully, and the overseers of them were Jehath and Obadiah, the Levites of the sons of Merari, and Zechariah and Meshullam of the sons of the Kohathites to set it forward, and other of the Levites, all that could skill of instruments of music. Also they were over the bearers of burdens, and were overseers of all that wrought the work in any manner of service. And of the Levites there were scribes and officers and porters. They gave after their ability unto the treasure of the work 60,000 drams of gold, and 5,000 pound of silver, and 100 priest garments. Now in the second year of their coming unto the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, began Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua the son of Jozadak, and the remnant of their brethren, the priests and the Levites, and all they that were come out of the captivity unto Jerusalem, and appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward to set forward the work of the house of the Lord. Then ceased the work of the house of God which is at Jerusalem. So it ceased unto the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Be it known unto the king that we went into the province of Judea to the house of the great God which is builded with great stones, and timber is laid in the walls, and this work goeth fast on, and prospereth in their hands. Let the work of this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in his place. The feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy. For the Lord had made them joyful, and turned the heart of the king of Assyria unto them, to strengthen their hands in the work of the house of God, the God of Israel. But the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand without, neither is this a work of 1 day or 2, for we are many that have transgressed in this thing. And the rulers knew not whither I went or what I did, neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then I told them of the hand of my God which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, Let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. And next unto them the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles put not their necks to the work of their lord. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. And our adversary said, They shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them, and slay them, and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. And it came to pass from that time forth, that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields and the bows, and the habergeons, and the rulers that were behind all the house of Judah, they which builded on the wall, and they that bare burdens with those that laid it, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, The work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Yea, also I continued in the work of this wall, neither bought we any land, and all my servants were gathered thither unto the work. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, whilst I leave it and come down to you? For they all made us afraid, saying, Their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. And some of the chief of the fathers gave unto the work. The Tirshatha gave to the treasure 1,000 drams of gold, 50 basins, 530 priests' garments. And some of the chief of the fathers gave to the treasure of the work 20,000 drams of gold and 2,200 pound of silver. For the showbread, and for the continual meat offering, and for the continual burnt offering, of the Sabbaths, of the new moons, for the set feasts, and for the holy things, and for the sin offerings to make an atonement for Israel, and for all the work of the house of our God. And their brethren that did the work of the house were 822. And Adiah the son of Jeroham, the son of Pelaliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Melchiah. And I perceived that the portions of the Levites had not been given them, for the Levites and the singers that did the work were fled every one to his field. Hast not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. As a servant earnestly desireth the shadow, and as an hireling looketh for the reward of his work, is it good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, that thou shouldest despise the work of thine hands, and shine upon the counsel of the wicked? Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hands, on the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. Behold, as wild asses in the desert, go they forth to their work, rising betimes for a prey. The wilderness yieldeth food for them and for their children. For the work of a man shall he render unto him, and cause every man to find according to his ways. How much less to him that accepteth not the persons of princes, nor regardeth the rich more than the poor, for they all are the work of his hands. Then he showeth them their work, and their transgressions that they have exceeded. Remember that thou magnify his work which men behold. He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon, and the stars which thou hast ordained, the Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Higgion, Selah. Give them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, Maskil. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us, what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. I will meditate also of all thy work, and talk of thy doings. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth for ever. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. I remember the days of old, I meditate on all thy works, I muse on the work of thy hands. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. A just weight and balance are the Lord's, all the weights of the bag are his work. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure, and whether it be right. The way of man is froward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right. Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. Say not, I will do so to him as he hath done to me. I will render to the man according to his work. Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. Yea, better is he than both they, which hath not yet been, who hath not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. Again I considered all travail and every right work, that for this a man is envied of his neighbor. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands? Consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which he hath made crooked? All this have I seen, and applied my heart unto every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. There is a vanity which is done upon the earth, that there be just men, unto whom it happeneth according to the work of the wicked. Again there be wicked men, to whom it happeneth according to the work of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity. Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun, because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, farther, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. How beautiful are thy feet with shoes, O prince's daughter! The joints of thy thighs are like jewels, the work of the hands of a cunning workman. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And the harp and the viol, the tabret and pipe and wine are in their feasts. But they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands, that say, Let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come, that we may know it. Wherefore it shall come to pass, that when the Lord hath performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria, and the glory of his high looks. And he shall not look to the altars, the work of his hands, neither shall respect that which his fingers have made, either the groves or the images. Moreover, they that work in fine flax, and they that weave networks, shall be confounded. The Lord hath mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof, and they have caused Egypt to err in every work thereof, as a drunken man staggereth in his vomit. Neither shall there be any work for Egypt, which the head or tail, branch or rush may do. The Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, Blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, mine inheritance. For the Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perazim. He shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, He made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, He had no understanding? But when he seeth his children, the work of mine hands, in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. Yet he also is wise, and will bring evil, and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers, and against the help of them that work iniquity. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice hypocrisy and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness quietness and assurance for ever. And have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Behold, ye are of nothing, and your work of naught. An abomination is he that chooseth you. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Woe unto him that striveth with his maker! Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, What makest thou? Or thy work, he hath no hands? Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me? Then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for naught and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my work with my God. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land for ever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, Say ye to the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou our potter. and we all are the work of thy hand. Your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, saith the Lord, which have burned incense upon the mountains, and blasphemed me upon the hills. Therefore will I measure their former work into their bosom. They shall not build, and another inhabit. They shall not plant, and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. Silver spread into plates is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz, the work of the workmen, and of the hands of the founder. Blue and purple is their clothing, they are all the work of cunning men. They are vanity and the work of errors. In the time of their visitation they shall perish. Neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do ye any work, but hallow ye the Sabbath day, as I commanded your fathers. And it shall come to pass, if ye diligently hearken unto me, saith the Lord, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day to do no work therein. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that useth his neighbor's service without wages, and giveth him not for his work, that thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy, great in counsel, and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings, which for the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. For the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, saith the Lord. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. The Lord hath opened his armory, and hath brought forth the weapons of his indignation. For this is the work of the Lord God of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Call together the archers against Babylon, all ye that bend the bow, cap against it round about. Let none thereof escape. Recompense her according to her work, according to all that she hath done, do unto her. For she hath been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel. The Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. Come, and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. They are vanity, the work of errors. In the time of their visitation they shall perish. Render unto them a recompense, O Lord, according to the work of their hands. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how are they esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter? The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a beryl. And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Shall wood be taken thereof to do any work? Or will men take a pin of it to hang any vessel thereon? Behold, it is cast into the fire for fuel. The fire devoureth both the ends of it, and the midst of it is burned. Is it meat for any work? Behold, when it was whole, it was meat for no work. How much less shall it be meat yet for any work when the fire hath devoured it, and it is burned? I clothed thee also with broidered work, and shod thee with badger skin, and I girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. Thus wast thou decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen and silk and broidered work. Thou didst eat fine flour and honey and oil, and thou wast exceeding beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom. How weak is thine heart, saith the Lord God, seeing thou doest all these things, the work of an imperious, whorish woman. Fine linen with broidered work from Egypt was that which thou spreadest forth to be thy sail. Blue and purple from the isles of Elisha was that which covered thee. Syria was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of the wares of thy making. They occupied in thy fairs with emeralds, purple, and broidered work, and fine linen, and coral, and agate. These were thy merchants in all sorts of things, in blue clothes, and broidered work, and in chests of rich apparel, bound with cords and made of cedar, among thy merchandise. Ye stand upon your sword, ye work abomination, and ye defile every one his neighbor's wife. And shall ye possess the land? And after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully. for he shall come up and shall become strong with the small people. Gilead is a city of them that work iniquity, and is polluted with blood. And now they sin more and more, and have made them molten images of their silver, and idols according to their own understanding, all of it the work of the craftsmen. They say of them, Let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, Ye are our gods. For in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. Thy graven images also will I cut off, and thy standing images out of the midst of thee. And thou shalt no more worship the work of thine hands. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days, which ye will not believe, though it be told you. What profiteth the graven image that the maker thereof hath graven it? The molten image and a teacher of lies, that the maker of his work trusteth therein to make dumb idols. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known. In wrath remember mercy. And flocks shall lie down in the midst of her, all the beasts of the nations. Both the cormorant and the bittern shall lodge in the upper lintels of it. Their voice shall sing in the windows. Desolation shall be in the thresholds, for he shall uncover the cedar work. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, in the Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedek, the high priest. And be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Then answered Haggai and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now we call the proud happy, yea, they that work wickedness are set up, yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever hear, but what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. And Jesus said, Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it'll come to naught. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Behold, ye despisers, and wonder, and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. And then sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And running under a certain island which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins which were by the law did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And if by grace, then is it no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace, otherwise work is no more work. For meat destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are not ye my work in the Lord? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, if Timotheus come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord, as I also do. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, and that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. Comfort your hearts, and establish you in every good word and work. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work, reported of for good works. If she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be.